So here the meaning is very important. The Buddha said, through many above, I wander in this samsara, this endless cycle of birth and death, seeking but not finding the builder of the house, this whatever that caused rebirth. Then he said, sorrowful is repeated birth. O house builder, you are sick. You shall build no more house again. So the house is a five-year form and mind, the living being. Okay? The reason being, all your rafter are broken. Your ridge pole shattered. So rafter are the supporting beam from the ridge pole. The ridge pole is the top one. Then the A one is all the rafter with the beaten that support the roof. So he said, all your rafter are broken. Your ridge pole is shattered. Means the builder cannot build that house anymore. My mind has attained the unconditioned. Achieve is the end of craving. So this is to let people know that when he realized, actually, before you develop the ability to become enlightened, you have to go through this journey. Throughout many above, means eons and eons and eons and eons. Then when he realized, he developed the cultivation, the perfection. Then when he realized Samasam Buddhahood, he has to recite this paean of joy. But the joy is, after long search, finally, he developed the understanding. So the house is the living being, the five-year form and mind. So the cause is what? Craving, born of ignorance and sanna. So this craving is the cause. So he said, house builder, okay? You are seen. Means with direct seeing, inside, he awakened. Means form and mind, not him. Understand not? Then, rebirth, no more. Because of their wisdom, no more rebirth consciousness. No more avijja. Understand not? But you must understand, no? A lot of Theravada make use of this to say what? No? The Buddha said, in my last birth, understand not? Yeah, he quoted it. Do you think he contradicted himself? No. Because that segmented life that took him here to become the Samasam Buddha, that one is his last birth, understand? He shall build no more house. Means, rebirth due to avijja, no more, understand? But he still got his Buddha nature, no? He still got his karmic nature, he still got his perfection. No? You think he want to come, he cannot come. He can. But that understanding is the Samasam Buddhahood is a one-time thing, understand? Doesn't mean after that you cannot come anymore. That's why Sakyamuni's nature is everywhere. That's why you pay respect, you develop affinity, and it's part of the triple gem, understand? But what is important is you must understand when he cannot come as a Samasam Buddha, I mean, this is a one-time affair, understand? Everybody got this chance, okay? So to all the great beings who like purposely delay, so because when you come, there must be causes and conditions, or maybe the prediction or whatever, whatever, understand? Then when the time comes, like Sakyamuni, in the distant future, after the Dipankara Buddha predict, he said, because he that time was an arahant. You read the chronicle, it's written there. Then he knew that this is Dipankara Buddha. So he need a prediction, no? But he hasn't got a prediction at that time. No? So as an arahant, with all the supernormal ability, you know what he did? He saw Dipankara Buddha and his disciple passing by the area. Then there was one stretch where there is a pool of water. You know what he did? He lie down and let them walk past. And Dipankara Buddha knew, can read his path, know his intention, that Then Dipa Buddha rejoined and turned around and talked to him. Yeah, I can give you the prediction. You will be born in the distant future in the Sakya family. Your wife will be who, so everything. Because the causes and conditions is so powerful, it can cause things to arise, then it will happen. Understand? So because of that, that Sammasambuddhahood during the Buddha's time, 2600 years ago, that existence really happened. So as a Sammasambuddha, that life, he actually had that all-knowing ability, the complete inheritance from the spiritual nature, everything. But this one is only once long. That's why he can develop the lineage, the sasana. Understand? Apart from that, like your bodhisattva, all these bodhisattva, when they come, they cannot have a sasana. Understand? Well, they are not Sammasambuddha. Understand? But they can help a lot of people. They can do a lot of things. Understand? So Sakyamuni Buddha's nature is still there. Understand? But the coming is not due to ignorance. Understand? Due to the understanding of how this great being that have the understanding can continue to come back. Because that spiritual nature is there. The perfection is there. But the problem is when you come back, you cannot have that, what they call, status of a Sammasambuddha, understand? It's based on your karmic nature and your whatever vow that you have and how you want to come out of it, that one is no more a Sammasambuddha, understand? That's why there is no more sasana. But it doesn't mean Sakyamuni Buddha cannot come back, understand? So don't go and argue with people. Eh? People who don't understand, they will say, the Buddha said, this is my last birth. Then he used the word what? You shall not what? You shall build no house again. Understand? Means, who built? Craving. Understand? Delusion. That one cannot build again. Understand? But the pure mind that comes is not subject to that one. Understand? You understand? So when you understand, he didn't lie, understand? That's why his words are so precise, because his perfection, among the ten perfections, truth, satya, is the most, the most well perfected one. Of all the ten perfections, he is an expert in satya, truth. That's why his power of truth. Earlier on, in Bichan, Etena, Sache, all these things. By the power of this truth, may what and what and what happen. So all this is his specialty. He know how to do it because he has the perfection, the understanding. So truth, because he hold on to it, everything he do, you remember Kalika, the king, tested him, used the horse to split the four limbs. He said, by the power of this truth, you see, where he said, if there is any anger or aversion, the limb will not come back to me. Understand? By the power of this truth, may he speak the truth. And his truth is so powerful. The moment he say it, the four limbs come back. You think fairy tale. All recorded, understand? And these are possible, because these are part of people who have the understanding to understand all these nature's law that can allow all this to materialize or manifest. That's why this cultivation is very different. Okay?